Oh, it is Halloween here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good morning. How are you? Happy Monday. Happy Halloween. Happy final day of October. Whatever you're celebrating today, hopefully you're enjoying it. I'll tell you this. We're all celebrating a nice win for the Buffalo Bills. Now, I know people are going to complain. Josh Allen threw two interceptions. They only won by 10. They didn't do anything in the second half. Stop. They won. Let's stop finding things to complain about. I know here in 2022, we like to just complain about everything we can. Stop. They won after a bye week. They beat the Packers Sunday night, national television. Take the win. Move on. Very exciting. Very exciting game. I was at the game last night, and it was interesting. So, you know, I had sold the first two games of the season, went to the home opener as a birthday gift, but sold my tickets. And so I have two seats. We've talked about this on the air numerous times now that are $45 each. So $90 for the game. Took my dad last night. The people next to us, Green Bay fans, paid $220 a ticket. For the three tickets next to us. So, I thought for a second, could have made $220 off this game. But it was an enjoyable game. I do have to say this, you know, hey, I love the enthusiasm. And do whatever you want to do. Don't listen to me. Love the enthusiasm around the Buffalo Bills. But when the Bills are on offense, maybe the crowd could be a little more quiet and not yell, hey. That's what you do after the Bills score. Let's not do that while Josh Allen's, you know, trying to throw the ball. Not that anyone can hear you from the top level. I'm just saying. When Green Bay scores, I don't want to hear Buffalo fans going, you know, singing the shout song. Green Bay just scored. I kind of just want to get the ball back. But that's just me. That's things I think about out there. How many of you stayed home today? How many of you pulled a Brian Mazurowski and stayed home today? By the way, this is B-Maz and Beamer. My name is Joe Beamer. Brian is off today, a much-deserved day off. But how many of you decided to take a half day? It's got to be a lot of you. And I'm not just saying that because we're 3 minutes into the show and no one's texted. I'm saying that because I came into work a little later this morning. Usually I'm driving in around 4. Today I drove in around 7:45 and the roads were empty. I mean, there was no one. I take Maple for a very long way. There was no one on Maple. I mean, and if that's not enough to convince me that people stayed home later today, the drive-through at Tim Hortons only had two cars in it at 7:45. So a lot of you, a lot of Western New Yorkers, staying home, enjoying the win, maybe decided to take a half day. Maybe you worked at an employer that will let you work at home. Congratulations. But you can just tell. I mean, for me, again, I'm used to driving in at 4. At 7:45, the roads were empty. It was empty. Drive-throughs were empty. The 7-Eleven on Maple was closed. I mean, people are really, I'm telling you, this is how you know the Bills are good. Sunday night game, and you can see the people who took off by just empty roads. Again, I don't know if that'll pick up in an hour. Maybe people say, hey, I'm coming in 2 hours late today. But hey, let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy having a good team. Let's not find something to complain about. Let's enjoy that Western New York, the Buffalo Bills, are one of the best teams in the NFL. This city is electric. Western New York is electric. I got to the stadium yesterday. Well, I got into traffic around 4, finally got parked around 5, and just walking around. Now, you know, I got rid of seasons during COVID, but I had seasons for a decade. And it was always fun tailgating, let's be honest. But, you know, you could walk around tailgates, people having fun, this and that. There is a different kind of enthusiasm walking through the parking lots yesterday before the game and just walking around the stadium. It is electric. It is something I think we should all enjoy. Let's not take it for granted. Let's enjoy it. Let's savor every moment because something special is happening at One Bills Drive. And I think we should all enjoy this football season. And again, at a time, and I talk about this way too much, and you guys complain about it, but I'm going to still talk about it. At a time where we are so politically divided, or that's what they want us to think, it's nice to be able to unite over the Buffalo Bills, unite as a community, unite as a region around the Buffalo Bills. So, great game. Very happy. The Bills walked away with a win. Looking forward to the Jets game next week. Also, shout out to the Sabres on Saturday night. Down 3-1, came back and won in overtime. That team is playing better than I think most people had thought. They have another game tonight against the Red Wings. So, hey, how nice would it be to have two good, competitive sports teams here in Western New York? And don't forget about the UB Bulls, who have won 5 straight in football and lead their division in the MAC. Actually, lead the conference after beating the other division's leader last week. So, good things going on here in Western New York. The Bills, the Sabres, the UB Bulls football team. Good stuff going on, and hopefully you can get yourself to a game or all three. Another thing, obviously, today is Halloween, okay? And it's a time, obviously, for the children, the youth of America. This is one heck of a day. You know, you dress up, you go trick-or-treating, maybe you go to school dressed up with a costume contest. And then there are the adults that still want to dress up. They want to go to work in a costume. They want to go to a costume party, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, every year I tell myself, I probably have told Jimmy for the last 3 years, I'm going to do this on Halloween, and then I don't do anything on Halloween. You know, the last 3 years I've talked about, oh, I'm going to dress up, I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. Never do. But there are people who take this holiday very seriously. I mean, Spirit Halloween store opened in August. They didn't just do that because, hey, we felt like opening. They did that because, you know, their years in business, and I believe Spirit is owned by, the store in the mall, Jimmy, Spencer's. I think Spirit is owned by Spencer's. They obviously have seen a trend that people want to get started on their Halloween costumes sooner rather than later. So they open these stores at like the end of July. You start seeing the Spirit Halloween signs pop up on empty buildings. And I mean, this is a holiday that some people take very seriously. You see the front yards, and I think Brian and I have talked about this. Halloween decorations have gotten more and more popular. I was at a place a few weeks ago that had a Halloween tree. Now, I don't know if they just take the decorations off and make it a Christmas tree after Halloween. But I have to ask you, at 803-0930, it is Halloween, okay? Are you a costume person? Did you dress up over the weekend? There were a lot of people dressed up at the game last night. Do you still do that? Do you get excited for it? Do you go to work dressed up? Does your employer allow you to dress up to go to work? Now, again, I have no problem with this. You know, I think a lot of teachers out there, they're wearing a costume to work today, right? They're dressed up. So are you wearing a costume today? Are you a costume person? Did you go to a costume party? Are you one of these people that every year, I mean, you start planning your costume in January because you want to have the best? You go to, you know, a costume contest. And then the obvious question, as someone like me who is still a kid at heart, I'm going to ask you. Now, don't give me your address or anything. What are you handing out tonight? What is the candy in the trick-or-treat bowl at your house tonight when the trick-or-treaters are going around yelling trick-or-treat with either their trick-or-treat bag, their basket, their pillowcase? 803-0930, star 930. Now, of course, I did a little research before coming on the air because that's just what I do. And the top 19 costumes of 2022 and how this differs from when I was a kid. You know, my wife asked me over the weekend, we were talking Halloween, and my wife asked me, what was your favorite Halloween costume? And I said, well, I think I was a Power Ranger twice. And I'm almost, no, I don't think, I know I was. So those would be my number two. I was Tommy Oliver, the White Ranger with the talking sword, 1 year. And the year before that, I was the Red Ranger. Those are, and I'll be honest, if I could find the Green Ranger outfit with the Green Ranger flute that played that song to call the Megazord, or whatever they called it, I would actually come to work in a Green Ranger outfit if I could find a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, not one of the spinoff Power Rangers, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Green Ranger, Tommy Oliver, before he lost his powers and they had to make him the White Ranger. I would wear that to work. I would wear that all October. That would, but the two Power Rangers, those were my favorite growing up. And I'd have to say number three was when I was a cell phone, because it came with a ringer, and then I walked around with that thing that made the ringing noise and annoyed the heck out of my parents. So that was my favorite Halloween costume of all time, right? I can't even remember some of the other costumes, especially when I got to school. I don't know. Power Rangers, top of my list. But in 2022, the top costumes, this is according to Google Trends, these are the top 19 costumes of 2022. And we'll go from 19 up. Number 19, Batman. Still on the list. I bet Batman was on the list when I was a kid. Number 18, an angel. Number 17, a doll. Number 16, Chucky. Number 15, a pumpkin. You know, that's number 15. I guess I haven't seen a lot of people dressed up. Like, I haven't been to any costume parties. There were a few people dressed up at the Bills game yesterday. I saw three people dressed up as the Grinch at the Bills game yesterday. I don't think anyone was dressed up at the NC State game on Thursday. So, pumpkin number 14. Hocus Pocus. You know, Hocus Pocus 2 came out this year. If you haven't seen it, don't waste your time. Hocus Pocus number 14. Dressing up as the 80s. Is number 13. Now, I wish they would probably break that down a little more, but, you know, 80s fashion, 80s music, really seeing a resurgence. I mean, we're seeing a lot of 80s music, 80s soundy music on top 40. We're actually seeing a song from the 80s break into the top 40, climbing up that hill because of Stranger Things. So that makes sense that, you know, something as the 80s. Actually, it's funny. Last year, I dressed up as my wife and I were a couple from the 80s. So the 80s, number 13, a vampire, which is probably on the list every year. Number 11, a clown. And I saw someone dressed as a clown at the Bills game yesterday. No joke there. They were actually dressed as a clown. That wasn't a joke to the Packer fans. Number 10. Number 10 is blank. So I don't know. This list is no good. Number 9, a cowboy. Number 8, a cheerleader. Number 7, a rabbit. Number 6, a pirate. Number 5, a fairy. Number 4, characters from Stranger Things. And then dinosaur, Spider-Man, and number 1 costume, which has probably been the number 1 costume for 50 years, is a witch. That is the number 1 costume, according to Google Trends of 2022. Are you dressing up? Have you dressed up as anything on that list this year? Is there an age where you put costumes aside? Is there an age where you stop dressing up? Are there certain costumes that maybe after a certain age, like maybe you're listening to your radio and I'm talking about dressing up as the Green Ranger for Halloween and you're yelling at your radio, Joe, you're too old to dress up as the Green Ranger at 34 years old. I don't think so, but maybe you're out there thinking that. You know, I think whatever makes you happy, you know, it's the holiday season, right? I love Christmas. We all know tomorrow, November 1st, I believe Christmas music should start being played tomorrow. So we all know what I'm wearing to work tomorrow. I've got my Christmas outfit. I'm wearing that to work tomorrow, November 1st, to kick off the holiday season. So, you know, that's what makes me happy. Thanksgiving, Christmas, holiday time, the coming together of friends and family. That's what makes me happy. If what makes you happy is dressing up as Batman if what makes you happy is dressing up as someone from Stranger Things, as someone from the 80s, if that's what makes you happy, then do it. Go out and do it. Have fun. But are you at work right now? Because there's also another side of the scale, right? Are you at work right now? And maybe you're unlike me. You have a serious job. And, you know, you're at your cubicle. You're at your desk. And there's someone on the other side of the office that maybe they're not dressed up as someone on this 19. Maybe they're just dressed up in the most ridiculous outfit. And you're thinking to yourself, all right, that's fine. You know, when you answer the door tonight and hand out candy to the trick-or-treaters. But did you have to wear that to work? Is anyone feeling that this morning? Maybe, you know, you stayed up late for the Bills game. You're half asleep. You couldn't go into work late. And now you have to look at someone, you know, dressed up as something ridiculous. My least favorite. I'm going to say this. I'm going to upset some people, and I'm sorry. If I have to ask you what your costume is, it's a bad costume. If I have to walk up and say, who are you supposed to be? And you tell me, oh, I'm supposed to be Eric Cartman. If I couldn't tell you were Eric Cartman as someone who loves the show South Park, it's a bad costume. Sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being honest. If people have to continuously ask you who you are and you're someone from, you know, something as popular, Eric Cartman was the first thing I could think of. Don't ask me why. Someone that popular on that scale. I mean, if you're Michael Myers and someone has to ask, who are you? Maybe you got the wrong mask. There was someone dressed up as Michael Myers several. And it was a really bad mask. It was not the licensed Halloween mask at the Bills game yesterday. But they were Michael Myers. And they went so far as having a jersey that said Myers on the back. Not Tyler Myers. It wasn't a Sabres jersey. I mean, that's just a poor purchase. If you're going to buy a mask, purchase the mask that resembles the Halloween mask. So 803-0930, star 930. Your thoughts on costumes? Are you dressing up? Did you go to work in a costume? And if you did, you're going to have to tell me what line of work you're in. And then number two, it's Halloween. I'm a kid at heart. What are you handing out? What candies are you handing out? Now, I live in an apartment. We're not handing anything out. But my parents, they always put together Halloween goodie bags, and they hand those out. I think there's three pieces of candy in the Halloween goodie bag, and they hand those out to trick-or-treaters on their street. So that's one thing I know. I believe Bowerly always talks about giving out the full-size candy bars. What are you handing out? Are you the favorite house on the street? Are you the least favorite house on the street? You know, I talked about this with Brian a few days ago. There was a house corner of the street of the street I grew up, and they gave out king size candy bars, not full size, king size candy bars, and it was a go-to, right? King size Kit Kat, let's go. And then they moved, and the people who moved in did not hand out king size candy bars. It was a letdown. Let me tell you, it was a huge letdown. I want to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930. Costume you're wearing this year. Favorite costume of all time. Do you get creative? That's where I have a problem. You know, I can be creative sometimes on the radio. I know a lot of people would object to that. I think that sometimes I can be creative on the radio. I can't be creative with a costume. Again, I don't want someone asking me, who are you supposed to be? That would be so embarrassing to me. So I'm not overly creative, but maybe you are. Maybe you make your own costumes. Maybe you've dressed up as something that would never make a list in a million years because it's authentic to you. 803-0930, star 930. It is BMAZ and Beamer. Brian, on a much-deserved day off, back with you after this. It's been 20 years. Sounds like a movie trailer. When it started playing, Jimmy, I almost thought of Kramer doing the fake movie trailer for Movie Phone. I don't know if you've ever, if you could find that, let me know, because that song, for some reason, reminded me of that. It is BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You're stuck with just Joe Beamer today as Brian is enjoying a much-deserved day off. probably still taking in that Bills win as the Bills defeat the Packers, move on to play the Jets in New York next week. I have a buddy who's going to the game the night before. He's going to the Rutgers-Michigan game, which is at 7:30. So a fun, fun weekend for him. 8030930, I'm asking you, do you dress up for work? And I don't mean, do you wear a costume on Halloween for work? And candy you're giving out today to the trick-or-treaters. 8030930, and your favorite Halloween costume of all time. Let's keep it clean. But your favorite Halloween costume of all time. Tony is in Orchard Park. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Tony, now, you put a costume on for work?
Yes, I did today.
All right. What did you dress up as?
I dressed up as Sherlock Holmes.
All right. Now, did anyone have to ask you who you are?
They had no clue who I was.
That one's understandable.
I drive a bus, so I had kids and the busing staff in the morning to deal with.
Now, Tony, so every year you find something to dress up as?
Yes. Actually, this is my first year of being a bus driver, so it's my first year for doing this. But I've always dressed up. My kids have always dressed up in various stuff in school over the years, yeah.
Now, the bus this morning, how many kids were dressed up?
I only had a handful. I'm going to say about 4 or 5.
Okay. That's surprising. I remember when I would, back in school, everyone would dress up. It was fun. It was fun. And teachers would have candy for trick-or-treating. Tony, what candy are you giving out tonight?
Oh, we give out full-size candy bars. We have everything from Starburst, Skittles, Airheads, Three Musketeers, Snickers, Reese's, Kit Kats.
Oh, you got the good stuff. Tony, I'm coming to your house.
Oh, yeah. No, and... we have on the side for adults that kind of know are from our neighborhood and stuff. We have sangria made up on the side for the adults, and we have apple cider if the kids are tagging along with them. So
look at you, all ready to go. Well, Tony, have yourself a great Halloween, and I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks. You have a great day.
You too, Tony in Orchard Park. Not only something for the kids, got something for the adults that have to walk with the kids house to house. I like that, Tony in Orchard Park. Has the setup going. Another thing, 8030930 is the number to get on. Another thing I want to ask, when I used to work pizza delivery, okay, I did that for 14 years, pizza delivery, Halloween was a day you could not take off. Halloween was almost as busy as the Super Bowl for pizzerias, and I'm not exaggerating. If you've worked in a pizzeria, you know what I mean. So I have to ask, and we might expand this in the 2 o'clock hour when I fill in for Bowerly, but I have to ask, are you one of these people? Is pizza the go-to? It's busy. You're going to be handing out candy. You got other stuff going on. Is pizza a go-to tonight in your house? Is that how your Halloween has been? Because let me tell you, Halloween was a day as a delivery driver you didn't want to miss. Because you would make awesome money in tips. So I wonder, who's out there ordering pizza? Are you ordering pizza tonight? Is that your like go-to Halloween tradition? Maybe you're doing it this year because you're tired from last night. You barely got to work on time. You want to take a nap when you get home before the trick-or-treaters come. 8030930 is the number to get on. Ann is in the great town of Colden. Ann, you have a favorite Halloween costume.
Yes, I do.
All right, what's your favorite?
I went as Lizzie Borden.
Now, Ann, you're going to have to refresh my memory. Who's Lizzie Borden?
At the end of the 19th century, she axe-murdered her mother and father in Massachusetts.
Oh, geez. What?
Yeah.
What does that costume consist of? Is there blood involved in this costume?
Oh, yes. I had a Victorian-style dress, and it was blood-spattered, and I carried an axe around with me.
Well, now, if you don't mind me asking, was this a childhood costume or an adult costume?
An adult costume.
Okay. So Lizzie Borden, that's a first for me, Ann, but did it go over very well?
Yes, it did. It did, and it was a lot of fun.
All right, and hey, And you've also contributed a history lesson, because before your call, I didn't know who Lizzie Borden is. Now I'm going to look her up. I appreciate the call, Ann.
Look her up. Okay, have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Ann in Colden. Lizzie Borden. Jimmy, when you took that call, did you know who that was? Okay. Interesting. See, the creativity, right? I mean, like I said, for me, it's always been a cell phone, a Power Ranger, Eric Cartman. I actually did dress up as Eric Cartman one year. I didn't just make that up. The creativity we're hearing right now on the line, 803-0930. Also, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We are making pizza tonight. We are temporarily in a senior apartment complex, so we'll make the best of it. See, pizza, a go-to. Now, I love pizza. I can eat pizza every day. Pizza, a go-to on Halloween. And for some people, they're just surprised when they hear that. But no, it is. Let me tell you. It is. As I said, Super Bowl Sunday was the best day to work in a pizzeria if you were a delivery driver making tips. Halloween actually might top that because, and let me get this out, Super Bowl Sunday, everyone works. Everyone works. So you're only going to get so many deliveries, and you need those deliveries to be good tippers, or it could be a bust as a driver. Halloween, you don't have as many people on the schedule, but it's almost just as busy. So you're getting, you know, three or four deliveries per run. It gives you a good chance of making some good money as a delivery driver on Halloween. But it's interesting to me, like on a Monday, it's a Halloween Monday, that there are going to be so many people out there ordering pizza, chicken wings, just to have as they hand out candy. Is that what's on your schedule? Hand out candy while you've got, you know, pizza in the kitchen? Or maybe you got something else going on. You've got a party going on while handing out candy. Like today, my wife and I are going over to my sister's to help them hand out, because no one's going to be going trick-or-treating at an apartment, right? We're not going to be handing out candy at our apartment. So we'll go help them. And I'm not going to have a costume on. I'm telling you that right now. But I'll help. And there's some food involved as well. So happy about that. And the Sabres are on. What a Halloween. Now, here's another question I have for you as we have 15 minutes left. If you're going to the game tonight, are you turning your light off to the trick-or-treaters, or are you putting a bowl of candy on your porch? Very important question. Are you putting a bowl of candy at your porch if you go to the game, or are you just turning the light off saying, please don't come to my house, I'm not home? What is the plan if you've got something else to do tonight? How do you handle this in your household? 803-0930. Let's go to Mary in Boston. Mary, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yes. Mary, good morning. You have a Halloween costume.
Yeah, I'm a fan of making my own and doing it cheap. And when I was working, I had a few different go-to costumes. One of them was just take an old white sheet, cut a million eye holes in it, and I got a little brown shopping bag, and my brother put rocks in it and made a sign on a stick that said, all I got was rocks.
Okay.
Charlie Brown costume.
All right, so from the Charlie Brown Halloween special.
Yeah, and another one that I've done is I take an old T-shirt or whatever, and I cut out the front of cereal boxes, various size boxes, put them on there, put slits in them with stick plastic knives in them, and I do hot glue to keep them in there, and I dye it red, and I'm a cereal killer.
Oh, look at that, Mary. Very creative. Now, Mary, I've got to ask you, what candy are you handing out tonight to the trick-or-treaters?
I'm not, because I live in a project, a condo project, so we're not doing trick-or-treating.
I can relate. I'm right there with you. Mary, thank you for the call. I like the creativity.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Mary in Boston. Creative. Get that. You know, you got the cereal boxes, the knives, and cereal killer. I like that. Play on words. Play on words, Jimmy, if you were putting that together. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the air. The creativity is great. Like I said, sometimes I find I can be creative on the radio. I don't think I could be so creative with costumes. Like, I'd rather just go to Spirit, go to Party City, put something together, and there you go. But, you know, there are people who actually can make one, as Mary said, very cheaply, right? They'll go to the Goodwill, they'll go to Savers and put something together. I did that once with a costume when I was in college, but again, that was someone else's idea, and I was just tagging along as part of their idea. So not the creativity coming from me. 803-0930, star 930, asking you your favorite Halloween costume of all time. Number two, what are you handing out tonight? What candy do you have? And I put a secondary question on the candy question, which is, say you're going to the Sabres game tonight. Is the light off on your porch, or do you have a bowl of candy sitting out with a sign that says, please take one? And then maybe, now here's how you could do this. Because I remember as a kid going trick-or-treating and getting to the house that had the bowl of candy, and then some kid had dumped the entire bowl of candy in their bag. So I get there and there's no candy left. Now, if you really want to, you know, make sure people are only taking one piece of candy, a lot of you have a Ring alarm, right, with the camera on it. And you can talk to these. Wait a minute. That's more than one. Put that back. That just, for me, it was always, we always got to the house too late. The bowl was empty. The bowl was empty. And then number three, pizza. Very popular on Halloween night. Is pizza part of your Halloween plans? Are you ordering a pizza, picking one up? Maybe you're like this texter and you're making pizza at home from scratch. Ooh, sounds very good. Is that part of your plan? Is there a party going on while you're watching the door to hand out candy? I mean, it sets up perfectly, right? A lot of people did not go to work today. A lot of people not going to work today. Sabres play tonight. It's Halloween. And we all know what starts tomorrow. I'm telling you, I don't care what people say. Midnight tonight, the holiday season starts. I'm going to be in my Christmas outfit tomorrow. I don't care. If places don't want to start dressing up their Christmas stuff, fine. Do you. That's fine. I'm in full holiday mode at midnight tonight. My favorite time of the year, right? I've always had an appreciation for Halloween. Because in my opinion, Halloween is what is the day. That's the line. Once we get on the other side of Halloween, it's the holiday season until January 2nd, 3rd, 15th, 16th. I don't know. Sometime in January. Tomorrow kicks off the holiday season, like it or not. That's the truth. 803-0930, star 930. Trick-or-treating. Get ready. The doorbell will be ringing. Kids will be out in the street. Also, be careful. I can't believe I have to say this, but be careful driving today, especially through residential neighborhoods. There are going to be kids in costumes walking around, roaming the streets. Just make sure you're careful. Have your lights on. Drive slow. Again, as someone who delivered pizzas a lot on Halloween night, you got to be slow. You have to be focused on the road and just make sure you're going as slow as possible through residential neighborhoods during those trick-or-treating times. Now, we've talked about candy and what you're handing out. We've got Tony in Orchard Park handing out the full size of almost every candy you can think of. Right, I mentioned my parents. They have the Halloween goodie bag. Bowerly has the full size at his house. We had my former neighbors hand out the king size. Top five candies that will be handed out Halloween 2022. Number one, I believe, is always number one. This is also according to... The article doesn't cite itself. So, believe it or not, top five candies being handed out in 2022, according to some research. Reese's number one, obviously Reese's number one. Number two, this is surprising at number two. I thought number two would be Kit Kat. Number two, M&M's. That doesn't sound right to me. M&M's. Number three, Kit Kat. Number four, Snickers. Number five, Skittles. That right there is the top five candies that will be handed out Halloween 2022. Is that what's in your trick-or-treat basket? Or maybe you like to mix it up. Hey, I want to stand out. I'm going to hand out a candy that people will remember when they came to my house. Maybe that's you. Someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board said, you're not going to decorate for Thanksgiving. Interesting, texter. Interesting. Right now, our apartment is dressed up for Thanksgiving, right? We've got the pumpkins. We've got the be thankful, all of that. Those decorations will go away before Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving, our apartment will look like Christmas. It'll have the tree up. The tree's going up very soon. I wanted to put the tree up this week, but we're not going to have that debate on the air. The tree will be up. The lights will be up. I'm going to add lights to our outside part, our outside patio this year. We've got some stuff we're going to hang from the ceiling, some garland around the kitchen area. Yeah, we're going to be in Christmas mode long before Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving decorations make their appearance from October 25th to November 5th. And then the Christmas stuff comes out because that's just how I think it should be. You can really blame my parents. This is what I say, because my parents didn't put up their Christmas decorations as early as I thought they should. So I'm, I'm gonna put them up even earlier. But I know some people like to wait till December 1st to put their decorations up, and I understand that. I just say we have all this stuff sitting in our closet. It's just like with Christmas music, and you guys are sick of me saying this, I know, but it's just like with Christmas music. I've got all this Christmas stuff sitting in a bin in my closet. Bins in my closet, right? We've even got stuff at my in-laws and at my parents. It's way too much stuff, too much good stuff, to not have on display for more than a month. Just like Christmas music. There is such a variety of Christmas music, much too good to only play for a few days before Christmas. Come on. Let's be honest. All right, that is all for today. B-Maz and Beamer, back tomorrow. Back together tomorrow, I think. Stay tuned. David Bellavia is coming up next. He's got 4 hours of entertaining talk. You will not want to turn the station off. And then at 2 o'clock, it's a mystery. You'll have to tune in and see who will be joining us at 2 o'clock. It could be me. It could be Tom. You'll just have to wait. You'll have to tune back in. Well, you'll never turn the radio off. You've got David for 4 hours, and then keep it on and hear who's going to be on it too. If it's me, I'll see you then. If it's not, I'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Hope you enjoyed the show. A little fun here on a post Bills win Halloween Monday. Hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed talking with you. I will see you either at 2 today or 9 tomorrow on WBEN.